This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Nuggets Podcast. I'm your host, David Sammel. And each week, we'll be discussing a topic that will provide you with food for thought to help you on your journey. Hi, everybody. Great to be back. And I apologize for a couple of weeks ago where the same podcast was published again. It was due to a misunderstanding with my new tech guy who, you know, works out and makes sure that the sound is good and everything. He was waiting for my approval. I thought I'd given it, and in the crossfire, it just didn't happen. But last week, I think we were on track, and this week, I'm sure that everything will work out smoothly. Anyway, today I'm going to talk about effort and how we underestimate how much effort something's going to take most of the time. Usually when we set a goal and we go after something, we estimate in our heads, you know, how long it's going to take us to learn something or get somewhere or, you know, achieve something. And almost always it's somewhere in the region of 10 times the effort that we thought in order to achieve it. And this is normal. What I will say about why this tends to happen is because there's a big difference between learning something and something becoming ingrained and natural to us. And if we're going after a huge achievement, so, you know, I deal a lot with athletes and especially tennis players, and it's a never-ending cycle of improvement, but when they set a goal, it can take a long time to ingrain something so that it stands up under pressure. And the same thing with projects. It can take a long time before the solution is embedded in an organization, or the solution is embedded in us, or, you know, books have to be written and rewritten and edited, and before the article that we really, really want is ready to be published. And I think that this is only fair in the world, because if you think about it, the longer and harder something is to achieve, as you go up the mountain, more and more people fall away. And therefore, the most difficult things are only left with a few people who've just hung in and persevered and just never given up. And therefore, they will reap the bigger rewards because of hanging in. And in my experience, it is the people who hang in all the time and through all the disappointments and frustrations and sometimes even the anger and the absolute massive doubt that they'll ever get there, but they just keep going, putting one step in front of the other and overcoming. These are the people that ultimately succeed to the highest levels. Anyway, I hope that makes sense to you and that it's a little bit helpful. Remember, you can subscribe and get some free ebook if you click on the links that are put with the podcast. And one other little hack that I've been using recently, which I think really applies here, is speed up your audio to 1.2, 1.3, 1.5, because someone like myself who talks slowly a lot of the time, it might get a little bit cumbersome, but if you can speed it up, and I'm doing this with a lot of YouTube videos or anything I'm trying to learn, that I speed it up and I take it in just as well, sometimes maybe even a little better, because you kind of have to focus in a bit more when it's going a lot faster. But it also saves a huge amount of time. So that's just a little hack that I wish I'd used years ago, but I've been using it the last few months, and it's brilliant. Thanks a lot, and speak again next week. That wraps up this episode. Be sure to grab the freebie in the show notes, a guide to the difference between belief and confidence. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on YouTube for more. See you in the next episode.
Sports Social Podcast Network.